This is the Cricket World News Roundup for the 24th of September. West Indies qualify for the Super 8s of the ICC World 2020 after their Group B match against Ireland was washed out in Colombo. Ireland were put into bat by West Indies captain Darren Sammy in what was expected to be a rain-affected match and could make 129 for 6 from 19 overs before the rain arrived and no further play was possible. William Porterfield has fallen first ball for the second time in two matches, this time to Fiddle Edwards, with Niall O'Brien top scoring for Ireland with 25 off 21 balls, and Gary Wilson making 21 off 22. Chris Gayle took 2 for 21 for the West Indies, with Sunil Narine, Darren Sammy, Ravi Rampal and Fiddle Edwards the other wicket-takers. The ICC has launched its 2020 International Players Rankings for Women's Cricket in Colombo, with Australian all-rounder Lisa Stelikar and England wicketkeeper Sarah Taylor heading the bowling and batting rankings respectively. The top spots are dominated by Australian and English players, with at least half the places among the first 20 in both categories claimed by players of those two nations. West Indies Stephanie Taylor also figures in the top 5 batter ratings. Taylor won the One Day International Player of the Year award and Sarah Taylor the 2020 National Player of the Year award at the recent ICC awards ceremony on September the 15th. Fast bowler Ryan Harris has all but ruled himself out of Australia's Test series against South Africa this summer as he continues his recovery from shoulder surgery. Harris had an operation 2 months ago and he believes it is pretty unrealistic for him to return for the South African series, which starts at the Gabba on November the 9th. And is instead hoping to be available for the Test series against Sri Lanka, beginning in Hobart on December the 14th.